Venezuela, Maduro claims Russia sending humanitarian aid package. By BenQ on February 19, 2019. Russia will send 300 tons of aid to Venezuela to alleviate the country's humanitarian crisis, socialist dictator Nicolás Maduro claimed on Monday. Maduro has for years denied the existence of a humanitarian crisis in Venezuela and recently blocked $20 million in food and medicine sent to the country by the United States. We receive humanitarian support every day. On Wednesday, 300 tons of Russian humanitarian aid will be legally delivered to the International Airport of Caracas, Maduro said on Monday, according to remarks picked up by the Russian state propaganda outlet Sputnik. The Kremlin has long provided crucial financial and military support to keep his regime in power. Maduro has repeatedly denied the existence of a humanitarian crisis in his country, instead referring to some of the difficulties caused by some of his economic reforms and blaming the American empire for the collapse of the nation's economy. Venezuela has for years suffered several food and medical shortages that have forced citizens to eat garbage, hunt zoo animals, and flee by the millions to neighboring Brazil and Colombia. Maduro's regime has nonetheless insisted that it does not need international help to feed its people. In recent weeks, the U.S. and other regional contributors have stepped up humanitarian aid efforts at the request of interim President Juan Guaido, who legally replaced Maduro in January. Maduro has refused to leave the presidential palace and still controls the military. So far, 25 countries have pledged over $100 million in aid to Guaido's administration. Last week, Maduro ordered the military to block the entry of all humanitarian aid from the U.S. and other countries opposed to his regime, placing tankers across the Tianditas International Bridge connecting Venezuela with Colombia. As a result, desperate Venezuelans must cross the border into Brazil and Colombia in order to access it. In response, Guaido and other opposition leaders have rallied their supporters into organizing the safe delivery of the aid, mainly by signing up volunteers to take it over the border. Last week, Guaido revealed that some of the aid, namely $1.7 million in food for malnourished children and mothers, had arrived in Venezuela, although the majority of the aid still remains undelivered. During a speech on Monday in front of Venezuelan and Cuban exiles in Miami, President Donald Trump warned Maduro and members of his military that they will lose everything unless they allow the aid to enter. "Or you can choose the second path, continuing to support Maduro," he continued. "You will find no safe harbor, no easy exit, no way out. You will lose everything." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.